This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's the drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two!
You visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right!
Well, here we are.
And drive one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Let's go for a little ride.
All right, I've got some issues off the bat, and then I've got some confusion off the bat.
Let's get to it.
So let's get to the issues. It's The Drive. I'm Lante. He's Derek Piper. Trevor Valise straight ahead. Jake is here. So Jake will be doing some yeoman work today.
I don't know about that.
Filling up water bottles and glasses and stuff like that.
So. I was going to show him how to call guests, but then I realized all our guests flaked on us today.
Oh, yeah, what happened here?
Well, it's just one of those things where you get the initial text back, just to take you into the producer role here.
Okay.
You get the initial text back saying, yep, I'm good to go on.
Sweet.
So then I follow up, say, what specific time, 4:30, 5:30, and you just never get another text.
Oh, no.
Yeah, happens.
One of the guys, Adam Rittenberg, is wonderful with our show.
And I'm sure he's busy. He's got a lot to do.
Yes.
Mark Grody said he couldn't do it.
Okay.
And then I reached out to Aaron Lemming for Bears, and he hasn't gotten back to me.
Okay.
So I suppose we might have Aaron Lemming on if he gets back to me. But
yeah, because we need to talk some Bears. Bye week is done. Yeah, huge week. Bye week is done. All right, here's what bugs me a little bit. So Will Cain precedes us. His show, it's actually on right now. We go over his show. I think it lasts till 5 or 6. But anyway, why is it? And I don't mind Will Cain. I think he's pretty good at what he does. He's one of those guys like Colin Cowherd that does the show alone. And if you were in this role like we are, you would understand how doing a show alone is not easy. I know he's got his producer. I know he has his interns. I know he throws things off of guys. But it is not easy to just sit here for an hour or two and just talk by yourself. You really have to prepare for that, something I never do. So that always scares me to even think like that. But every time I turn Will Cain on, it seems like, and I only hear him from like 3:45 to 4, every time I turn him on, he's talking about either Dak Prescott
Cowboys.
Or the Cowboys.
Yep. He's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I
knew
that.
He's from Texas. His show used to be called like Lone Star something before he was on ESPN. His show is basically, and this I guess isn't horrible, but his show is basically 3 hours of Cowboys talk.
Yeah.
I mean,
he'll throw in some LeBron when it's relevant.
Okay, of course.
Or anti-Carson Wentz.
Well, today his topic was I would take Dak over Carson Wentz, and I turned it. I just immediately turned it.
I mean, see, that isn't even that bad for now.
Right.
But if you were listening on July 18th, that's what he was talking about.
Right. And I just sit there and think to myself, how does ESPN get away with that? That would be like me talking about the Arizona Cardinals every day. And Stevie finally coming in and saying, look, I've let this go for 2 months. That's enough for the Arizona Cardinals.
I mean, it helps when you're America's team.
I guess.
And a polarizing topic.
I'm not even sure if they are anymore.
Well, who would be?
Who is America's team? Is it the Packers? Is it the Steelers? Is it the Cowboys?
It's probably the Patriots, honestly.
Patriots. 359-2255. Let's throw that out.
It seems like the Saints have people everywhere. Stevie's a Saints fan.
Yeah, he is. He is. How about this? Who's America's team for the four main sports? NBA, NHL, Major
League
Baseball.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of like what team do you perceive? Like in Major League Baseball, I would perceive the Yankees.
Between most likable and America's team.
Well.
Yeah, because it can be polarizing.
That's true. Well, okay.
If you're talking about like the team that no matter how good or bad they are, they're always on ESPN. They're always being talked about.
How about this? How about Tom Smith, who lives in Wyoming and could care less about any sport in America, has never watched a sport. All he does is basically, you know, break horses for a living. Like, I mean, they come over, they're cold. I mean, they're rambunctious, they're Broncos, and he breaks them into whatever. And you said to him, I want you to name one sports team off every sports league in America. NHL, MLB, NBA, and what am I missing? NHL, NBA,
MLB.
So if that was the case, so for me, I would probably say Yankees. I would say probably Cowboys. I would say, what would I say? Maybe not Montreal Canadiens, would you?
I'd say Penguins.
Maybe Penguins.
But I'm coming from Tom's angle because I don't know anything about the
NHL. Well, that's true. So you said Penguins.
Yeah.
And then in the NBA, I would say either Lakers or Celtics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I would say. So
I think if you go to ESPN.com, another metaphor for your Tom Smith barometer, if you're not logged in, they show you on the side, like, teams that they suggest you follow.
Ah.
And I think those are Cowboys, Lakers, Yankees, Dodgers, and something else.
Yeah. So, in other words, it's never Arizona Cardinals.
No, they don't suggest you start following the Cardinals. No.
Okay, well, we've got, let's see, the Packers are God's team. I wish 93.5 would air Paul Feinbaum's show from 2 to 4. That's not on ESPN.
Do you really want that?
I mean, hear about is SEC.
He's really good at what he does.
He's very good.
But, like, would I rather have an hour of Cowboys talk or, like, a deep, in-depth hour of Alabama's offensive line
talk?
I don't know which.
He is all SEC.
He's really good at it.
He's just very good.
He's super stereotypical into that category, right?
Dan Lebatard, only good show on ESPN. Come on, boys, it's the Cowboys. This is Dog Meat Bob from Loda. It's the Cowboys, always has been. I can't stand the Dan Lebatard show at 11. Isn't that funny? You get one that loves him. Yeah. Red Wings, that's a good one, Kurt. Actually, Detroit Red Wings would probably be my pick. And Patriots are America's most hated team. So some good ones there. I agree
with that. Yep.
So I don't know. I just always. All right. So the Will Cain thing, the thing that I was also going to talk about, but now it's we've had so many texts. Now I can't read it. I'd have to go back and look. But somebody said this morning when I got in here and started reading it, why do NBA players wear shoes that aren't the same color as their jersey? Is that really something we worry about? I don't even know if I'd notice that.
I'm not worried about it.
Okay. I mean, is that maybe he's old like me and that stuff bothers him.
I mean, players wear batting gloves that are, you know, Marcelo Zuna's got lime, yellow, green stuff all over his uniform.
You'd think at some point he could have flipped that to a Cardinals red.
To red, yeah.
Right. And that's probably the reason he's not coming back.
that's got to be it, right? Anthony Rendon can wear whatever color he wants.
Yeah.
Does ESPN suggest teams if you go to their homepage, or is that no longer a function there?
Mugwinner says Cowboys, Lakers, Cardinals, Red Wings.
Okay. It's usually on, like, the left side. If you go to ESPN.com, it's, like, my teams, and it suggests, like, Knicks, Lakers, Yankees, Cowboys.
But it's probably, if you go onto yours, it's probably.
Yeah, someone's already logged in here.
Oh,
Bears, Illinois, Bulls. Right.
I forgot about this.
White Sox.
Terrell Owens.
Jeremy.
Yeah. right. Terrell Owens said he left America's team, the Cowboys, to go play for North America's team, Buffalo. I forgot about that.
Wait a minute.
Most hated. Cowboys, Patriots, Golden State, Yankees, and the Blackhawks.
All right. Are the Blackhawks the most hated? I'm genuinely asking.
Probably not. No. I think Detroit would be more hated than Chicago Blackhawks. Oh, the only funny thing
is there someone unlikable during that Blackhawks dynasty?
No. Maybe.
It seems like Taves and Kane were pretty
those guys
fine
were cool.
People, right?
The defenseman that I didn't like that said wakey. Yeah.
Seabrook?
No, I always liked Keith Duncan. I respected him. Brent Seabrook, after he did that little trick on Backus, I never liked him again. So, anyway, that's what it is. I don't know where I started.
And there's some of those. Confusions with the shoes.
The confusion is with, my hatred, or not
and the
hatred.
The issue is with Will Cain.
Issues with Will Cain always talking Cowboys. Yeah.
And there's some of those teams that networks force feed to even when they're terrible. Like the Knicks were on ESPN an ungodly number of times for a team that was awful last year. I mean, they were on like every Friday night.
Did they win at all last year?
No.
Who was worse, the Knicks or
the
Nets?
The Knicks.
The Knicks, right? Easily.
The Knicks. And it's interesting to see some of those teams like the Dodgers and the Knicks. I know the Dodgers have at least gotten to some NLCSs and World Series, but it's interesting to see the Dodgers and the Knicks and teams like that still be right at the top when you consider they've combined to win nothing since like 1980.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Dodgers last won a World Series in 88.
Right.
When did the Knicks last win an NBA title? Was that in the 60s? Or did they win?
I think it was. Well, I don't know.
I mean, they never won with Starks and those guys, right? Because the Bulls always beat them. Or did they slide in one year when Jordan was retired?
I'm not sure. They got Ewing in.
Did they lose to Houston?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe Houston won when Jordan was out.
They lost to Houston in the OJ year, which was 94.
Okay. I don't think they ever won a title during that. Was it Walt Frazier back in the 60s?
Title 73 and 70.
Okay.
Wow.
So it's just interesting to see a team. Like the Knicks are one of those. Yeah. I don't know if they're America's team, but they are one of those brands.
No doubt.
That's right up there. But if you actually look at them, like you take away the brand and just look at them with a faceless question mark as their logo, they've done nothing to warrant being that brand.
It's been a while.
Yeah, those games are more about the opponents going in. You know, the Jordan game at the Garden, or Kobe scoring 60-some at the Garden. Curry had a crazy game there. That's kind of more what it's about.
And I think the Garden helps. You know, that's considered the, what is it, the
Mecca?
The Mecca, right, of basketball. The Red Wings, I can't remember the last time they won a title.
08.
Was it 08?
All right. Right, so before I remember this because it was Marian Hossa that got traded from the Red Wings before he could win to the Blackhawks and won with them.
Well, look at you bringing up.
That's just a random factoid.
Oh, Pierre LeBrun over there throwing out hockey stats.
Pierre LeBrun? Who's
that?
Yeah,
he's the guy I follow on Twitter. Oh. He's a hockey dude.
His last name is LeBrun?
LeBrun, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
LeBrun.
Oh, okay.
Not LeBrun. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to do a little extra Derek's Dimes questions today because we didn't get a chance to do those.
We had a few leftovers.
Okay, and we were all over baseball yesterday. You, Trevor, put together some Illinois football stats to depress you.
That's all you can do on a Wednesday. Well, let's be honest. On this Thursday there was nothing on that Wednesday last night is what I was getting at sports-wise because they postponed the ALCS game.
Yeah.
I mean, there was nothing.
I've got an extra stat to add in. I've already written it down.
Oh, of the depression?
Yeah.
Of the depression?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's great. I'm going to do a quick taste ticket at 525. I have to leave early today. We are going to give away... It's a Ghost Stever giveaway to Naya. So we're going to do that at 5:30. You want to listen to that. We're going to give away 10 $50 certificates to Naya, which is there on Green Street. It's an Asian-inspired Italian dishes.
It's National Pasta Day.
Is it really?
So I think you should go win a Naya gift card and celebrate National Pasta Day.
Yeah, they got linguine with baby clams. I don't even know how to say half the pasta names.
Risotto?
Bucatini?
That's how you know it's good.
Carbonara, bucatini, carbonara. That has pancetta. Is that how you say that?
You sound so American.
Pecorino cheese.
Carbonara.
Egg yolk. I don't know how to say that.
Isn't pecorino a goalie?
They also have beef short ribs, monkfish, chicken. Man, these are some really cool things that Naya has. And so we're going to give away at 5:30 10 $50 gift certificates to Naya. All right, tomorrow we're going to be live. At, where are we at? We're at the Marriott
Town Place.
Sweet.
Right behind Green Street.
Okay.
It's going to be interesting because it's homecoming.
Oh, yeah.
And the parade starts at 6, and it's going right down where we are.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So it probably won't be, our show won't be ruined by the noise, but our exit and teardown may be a little bit affected by the traffic.
That could be problems because I'm supposed to get to Clinton to watch a high school football game.
Let you duck out early.
We may just have to sit there and watch the parade go by before we get out.
Maybe go to Brothers. They've got tables right next to the window. You can sit in there and watch. No, not Brothers. I'm sorry, Murphy's.
We're going to have Kent Brown join us.
Sweet.
Around 5:15. Okay. Matthew Gordon's going to come down around 5:30.
Nice.
And we're working on a few more exciting ones that I can't say yet. But
got it. And we'll get you, of course, ready for that Wisconsin-Illinois game.
Yeah, Jim Leonard's coming to town. That's exciting.
Derek's candidate.
Do you think there's a secret meeting going on this weekend, you think?
Yeah, probably not.
I was at a stoplight on...
Show your stuff, buddy.
I was at a stoplight on Kirby, and I pulled up next to Josh Whitman.
Oh, you did?
And for some reason, even though this is completely irrational, I just quickly looked in the car like, is there a candidate in there?
Oh,
and he's taking it around. It would make no sense as to why he'd be doing that, but I just...
That's funny.
I needed to do my due diligence.
Did you wave at Josh?
I did not.
Okay, do you think he would
I don't think he would have known me.
No, I bet he would. He just saw you.
Yeah, but I don't know, out of context with a hat on in the car.
Yeah, he would have been like, I think I know that dude, but
he knows a lot of people.
Yeah, yes, he does. He knows a ton of people. All right, so no game yesterday. Game 4 will be tonight. Zach Greinke goes against Tanaka tonight. Does Giancarlo Stanton, that was kind of a break for the Yankees, wasn't it, to lose that game last night?
All the way around.
Yeah, that's true.
They were supposed to have a bullpen game, as silly as it sounds, in game 4, but they got pushed back a day because of the rain so they can start Tanaka on regular rest.
Okay. And then a fun Thursday night football game a little bit. Chiefs at Broncos. I think the Broncos actually keep this close.
Yeah.
Tonight with the Chiefs.
This is stinky snippy
right
here.
That spread is Only three.
Chiefs minus three is really stinky sniffy to me.
Wow. Okay.
They are banged up, though.
They are.
The Chiefs.
Left tackle is out again, Eric Fisher. Mahomes is gimpy. They're missing a starter on defense, or that defense isn't good to begin with. And maybe Denver's defense has figured it out.
Okay.
Remember when the Chargers started 0-4 2 years ago, and everybody thought, oh, wow, that's surprising. They were supposed to be decent, and then they rattle off.
They're like 11-5.
They rattle off like 9 in a row after that. Yeah. That kind of feels like something the Broncos could do.
I could see that. I could see that. So that game's in Denver. That's on tonight. It'd be fun there. All right, let's get a break here because I'm anxious to get to the Illinois football stats to depress you.
Are you?
Yeah, I actually am.
We'll find some silver linings in there.
Yeah, what I'm going to do, and I have not read these, even though they're right in front of me. I'm not going to look at them. When you say the stat, I'm going to find a positive about it.
Well, I think that'll be pretty easy to do.
Oh, it will.
The reason why it's depressing is that a lot of these stats are positive.
Oh,
if you know what I mean.
Twist to it.
Like,
all right.
Like the stat is in and of itself positive. So the fact that they're about to be two and five is what is depressing about it.
Okay, then never mind.
You can still play that game if you want.
No, I know what you're saying here. I know where you're going here. So that'll be interesting. All right, and then a little extra. Eric? I'm not even sure who that is. Eric Fisher. You said Eric Fisher. It got me going. Is that his name? Left tackle. Extra. Derek's Dimes questions at 4:45. If you have any other questions you want to throw in about Illinois basketball, Derek will answer those at the end of this
hour. I just want to hit on Michigan basketball, too. They're supposed to get a five-star today. Juwan Howard reeling in his first big fish to Ann Arbor.
Really? Okay.
For next season?
For next season, yeah. Hmm.
So not this season.
Right.
I mean, he already got Franz, right? Who was a four-star.
He already got Wagner. Wagner's brother.
Wagner's brother.
That's not necessarily his pipeline.
That's true.
He's taking over.
But he was a four-star, right?
Yeah. No, he's supposed to be a good
then
player.
Then again, we'll take Alan Griffin's brother.
That's true.
We would gladly take. Is he still pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's taking an official to Duke this weekend.
Oh, well, never mind. Never mind on that. All right, so we'll do Illinois football stats to depress you next. Extra Derek's Dimes questions into the hour. Drive time next hour. Tay's ticket real quick before I leave. I don't know why we're going. And then Trev's ticket. That's the real one at the end of the hour. And we will, at the end of next hour, we'll also give away a Stever Naya $50 gift certificates. 10 of them. We're going to give those away at 5:30. Exactly at 5:30. So you want to be listening then. You can always follow us on Twitter. Search at The Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms. That's iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at espncu.com, or you can watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Jets is Detroit-style pizza baked to the thickest crunch in steel pans, inspired by the Motor City. Want Detroit-style proof? Get a Jets large, perfectly paired pepperoni. Bold and traditional. Just $13.99. Jets pizza. Better because it has to be.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission requires specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192. We'll be right back. an ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic, Trey Wingo, and Mike Golic Jr.
The NFL trade deadline, Mike, when you played and for years, up until about 10 years ago, was the biggest nothing deadline
nothing.
In all of sports.
Nothing, man.
Nothing
absolutely
happened.
Nothing, no.
And we've had a much more active trade market in the NFL over the last 10 years.
Listen, we've had five trades already in October.
Yeah, and then there's another cornerback that people haven't talked about a lot who's coming off suspension, and that's Patrick Peterson.
Patrick Peterson.
Listen, he's still as good as you can find, and there's teams like Philadelphia, and there's teams like Kansas City that really need help on the defensive side of the ball.
I feel like you can say if Kansas City and Philadelphia don't come away at the trade deadline with some version of Xavier Rhodes, Patrick Peterson, or Chris Harris Jr., it has been a failure, correct?
Completely agree.
Like, you're going to be looking at Brett Veach and Howie Roseman and saying, what the actual hell?
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio. Pros know there's a lot more to a tile job than tile. But here's something even pros don't know. The Home Depot's just lowered prices on tile essentials. Grout, mortar, backer board, sponges. Everything a pro needs to do the job. And know this. We won't be beaten on flooring prices. Guaranteed. Well, what do you know about that? New lower prices on tile essentials for the pro. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
At the 1955 Rose Bowl, Goodyear began providing stunning aerial coverage of college football, forever changing the way the game is experienced. In recognition of its significant contribution, the Goodyear blimp is being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame as an honorary member. It's the first non-player or coach to ever be inducted. Goodyear is celebrating this honor by reminding you to look forward and make sure you're prepared for the road ahead. Discover more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
This is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor is having our biggest sale of the year. Every plant in the nursery is at least 20% off, with select plants up to 50% off. These aren't merely leftover plants from the spring. We've been bringing in fresh new plants to keep the nursery fully stocked for the last big push going into winter. The best time to plant is now. Less transplant shock and less money. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery for the best selection of trees, shrubs, and perennials, and they're all on sale. For more information and directions, go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com and you'll be pleased. Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is guaranteed every time you go in.
I'm not going to say
10 times.
Boom.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good evening.
That's why you do it. All right, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper. I love coming out with just some random thing that makes people wonder.
Of course, a lot of my friends know that good morning means
good morning. Hello. You were talking about potatoes.
Yes, I was.
Speaking of good morning and falling asleep.
Should I throw this out there? Because I might get backlash, or I may get people on.
If it works.
It works. Yeah, so my niece tweeted out, I think it was two nights ago, that she was not feeling well. She had like a fever. She was achy, you know, blowing her nose, all that stuff. So she had read on Google that if you put potatoes in a sock and wear that next to your feet. So in other words, you put a sock on, then you put a potato, like slice a potato and put that down on your feet. Then it will, you'll feel better the next day. Hmm. She swears that she felt 10 times better the next day. So last night we started Googling this and I got on YouTube and did all that stuff. Everywhere there's people that claim this works. And it's because the potato, and it, then when you wake up the next morning, this is kind of sick. But now, obviously, if you just leave a potato out overnight, it's going to turn gray, according to Google. If you put it in by your foot, it turns black because it's taking the toxins out of your body. Now, mine would be dripping with Bud Light.
I was going to say, this is not as fun as your prior suggestion to me, which is drink essentially a six-pack of Bud Light, put the hoodie on, yep, and sleep in it and sweat it out.
And you forgot the shower.
Oh, the shower.
Yeah. So the old time and true and tested form for Lon is if you're kind of feeling achy one night and it's like 7 o'clock at night, you need to drink 4 to 6 beers. This is true. 4 to 6 beers, take a shower as hot as you can stand, then dress in a sweatshirt or hoodie and go right to bed. And in the morning, you will wake up, you will have sweated out, and you're feeling fine.
Hmm.
You got to finish those beers, though. Can't just drink like 1.5 and wake up thinking you're going to feel better.
Yes, could you just have like a hot wing and sweat it out from that or something?
Maybe. That could work, too. So, and then I said, well, what if you're healthy anyway? Can you still use the potato? And, you know, the idea is, yeah, it'll take the toxins out of your body. So, maybe I'll try it tonight.
Huh.
I got to go buy a potato, though.
You got to have a large sock to fit a potato and then your foot in.
Well, you don't want to use the whole potato. You want to make sure the skin of the potato or what, not the skin, but the inside. What do you call it?
Could I just dump some French fries in
the
my
actual
sock?
Potato? Yeah, maybe you could. I'm guessing the grease might hurt you on that one. That could hurt you there. But, yeah, so I may try it tonight and come with a report tomorrow live. How about that?
That would be great.
Okay. I'll just tell you how black the potato is when I get done this tomorrow.
Look at Lon. He's back in the gym. He's putting potatoes in his socks. What's next?
Next thing you know, I'll be a vegetarian.
I don't see that.
That's not going to happen. No.
Hey, here's a random piece of news.
There's nothing against vegetarians, by the way.
Ben comes in from the UID sales room.
Today's day and age, I feel like I just probably alienated half of our listeners.
I'd go ahead and alienate them. It's weird. Just eat meat.
I love steak and hamburger and et cetera.
I get it, though, because, like, for me, I don't love seafood when it's not prepared as something else. Like, I can't sit and eat just, like, a lobster that was just crawling and is now on my plate. So I suppose if I pictured a hamburger like a cow sitting on my plate, I probably would have a harder time eating it.
I get that.
It's just that the burger looks nothing like the cow, harsh as it sounds, so I don't really think about that when I'm eating.
We were at a restaurant in Fort Lauderdale, and then we can get to your stats. We can actually talk sports. We were at a restaurant in Fort Lauderdale one time, and the guy next to me, it was a group of us, ordered a lobster. And I was just sitting there talking to my left, like I'm looking at Derek now, and blah, 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 and the waiter or waitress, whatever, brings in this lobster and sets it down. And I turn around, and this thing is staring right at me. I mean, it's literally like 10 inches from my face. I'm like, jeez, I thought it was alive.
Yeah. So I can't do the fancy restaurant where they pull the crab out of the fish tank that you can see and then take it in the back and cut. I can't do that.
Like which one do you want to absolutely torture by throwing it in boiling water? And it goes. That seems so.
Is that what it says?
Terrible.
Just
to me.
Like a pterodactyl.
Wow. Just seems horrible to me.
Except
but anyway,
the noise the lobster makes when it's being boiled.
I think so. I've listened. No, I haven't. I don't like lobster. All right, so Illinois football stats to depress you.
Alvin Kamara missed practice for the second straight day and is not expected to play this weekend.
Boy.
Someone just tweeted.
Why didn't I play him this weekend?
Playing right into one of my favorites for Trez Ticket.
Jared Cook, their tight end, is out.
Drew
Brees is out, and now Alvin Kamara is doubtful.
So I need to place a bet now on that.
Sure.
Okay, so I'll have to do that. I got to get that done at the top of the hour. All right, so that's some news right there about Alvin Kamara. Has he had a pretty good year? Kamara? Is it Kamara?
Kamara, yeah.
Kamara, not Kamara. I'm sorry. Decent. He hasn't had
as good. He's only got 2 touchdowns.
Wow. I mean, let's be honest.
Six games.
We're looking at this from a fantasy perspective. I mean, in other words, has he had a good year for fantasy? I don't think he really has.
It is weird, though, because he loses his handcuff in Melvin Ingram going to or Mark Ingram going to the Ravens, and now he's worse.
And that is weird.
62 yards rushing per game.
Wow.
That's not great.
Of course, with Bridgewater in now, maybe they're taking him away.
But you'd think the combination of no longer being handcuffed by another running back and having your starting quarterback out would make you think that they're going to rely on you more, not less.
But yeah. Maybe Ingram softened up that defense a little bit, ramrodding through, you know.
Yeah, the power, and then hit him with the speed.
And then, boom, do that. So that's interesting. All right, so you're going to wow us here with Illinois football stats to depression.
I don't know if I'm going to wow you, but I just saw this circulating around Twitter today and thought it was worth mentioning.
Prepare to be depressed.
So Robert Rosenthal, from Illini Board, he tracks this turnover fairy stuff, which is one big thing that he's always been an advocate of, and that's essentially that a football is an oblong shape so that when a fumble happens, it is complete random luck whose hands it bounces into, which is true.
I believe that.
And so he took a look at how many fumbles Illinois has either caused or themselves had, and how many times Illinois has gotten it back.
They've caused a lot, haven't they? Or, I mean, pretty good amount.
So they've forced 13 fumbles.
Oh.
And recovered 10, which is great.
Wow.
Essentially saying, you know, there was 3 that the offense got back, but the other 10 Illinois created that turnover. Illinois themselves have fumbled 11 times, and they've gotten 6 of them back.
Oh, so more than half.
So 16 out of 24 fumbles on the football field this year, Illinois has won.
Wow.
Essentially saying 67% or two-thirds of the time. So you're taking a ball. Say you go out on a football field, take a ball, throw it up in the air.
Okay.
It's going to bounce one way or the other when it lands.
I'm with you on this.
2 out of 3 times it's landed in Illinois' favor.
Mm.
I mean, that's just a stat.
It's the ball is bouncing towards Illinois. It's 2-4.
Correct.
4 in a row.
Oh, I see where you're going here.
According to Robert Stat Crunching, an offense should be expected to grab a fumble about 24% of the time, and Illinois has grabbed it 67% of the time.
Which means,
if you take that stat, Illinois has been 43% luckier than they should be.
Wow. And yet your defense is, where does it rank?
So it's the 4th worst Power 5 defense. I think it's 100th overall out of 130, but there's only 4 Power 5 programs that are below you. So essentially, what Robert is saying here, and other guys have also chimed in on this, Off Tackle Empire, which is an SB Nation site, created some kind of a stat graph saying that Illinois has the highest turnover margin for any team that is bad.
Okay.
You know, the other teams are Michigan, Ohio State, whatever. So in conclusion, Illinois' defense has been 43% luckier than every other team in the nation, and they're the 4th worst Power 5 defense.
Oh, my goodness.
That is jarring.
So if you take away that luck... And, you know, that's one of those where you get mad because one year you may actually have a decent defense and it goes the other way.
Right. The turnover fairy is not kind to you.
And then you're like, oh, my gosh, we're so unlucky.
So the fact that the turnover fairy has been extremely kind to you and your defense is horrible is yikes.
I'll tell you what it tells you, Derek, that you are horrendous at defense, even more so than you thought.
I'm not really breaking any news with that. But
no. With a coach that is known for coaching defense.
Yeah. I mean, not even going to give you the positive spin, which is, well, Lovey has finally put an identity on this defense. He's taking the ball away, but as we can tell, it's getting some extra bounces. And Illinois is actually tied for first in the country in 10 fumble recoveries on defense.
Wow. I liked SB Nation's quote. They said, Illinois leads the country in getting all of the breaks, but somehow still sucking.
Just think about
that's the actual quote.
Yeah, that's the quote for the article. Because think about it.
Whoa.
They are, I think, first or second in the nation in special teams overall.
Look at field goals made,
punt average, return average. They haven't fumbled on a return yet. They haven't missed. They haven't, fumbled a snap on a kick or anything.
Dre Brown.
So if you consider, going into the year, if I just blinded the resume of Illinois this year and said they were going to be second in the nation in overall special teams soundness and first in the nation in fumbles forced.
Wow.
And top an extra 43% lucky in turnovers overall. I mean, your answer would have to be something than 2-5 if I told you to guess their record.
Not only that, and I would say if they're 2-5, they must be just unlucky. right? Even though the luck has happened on defense, if you then uncovered in that scenario, you uncovered the 2-5 record, I'd probably be sitting there going one of two things. Either you've been really unlucky with some bad breaks late in games, like a missed field goal here or 52-yarder from the other team here, or your offense has not been good. And yet,
which they haven't.
They haven't been great.
I got a stat for that one.
Oh, no. So instead,
I see what you're saying.
Instead, though, yeah, I mean, instead, you know, unfortunately, we've watched it and we realize that. And guess what? That stat is going to get worse with Wisconsin coming to town. All defensive stats, maybe not the forced fumble. I mean, maybe they'll force one. But your defensive stats, as they look right now, what you said are what? Bottom five in the.
Well, they're 100th overall.
And you haven't even played the hardest team on your schedule yet.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you are going to play Rutgers, the easiest team on your schedule, minus Akron, and that's it. Maybe Connecticut. But yeah,
I mean, Purdue's offense scores. They scored 40.
Yeah.
I know Iowa's offense hasn't scored lately, but they've got a good offense.
They will against us.
Right. I just think it's interesting that Illinois has been 43% luckier than every other team, and we're sitting here talking about how horrendous they are.
Oh, it's incredible.
Illinois' offensive efficiency, my friends. Here, this is brought to you by ESPN Stats.
Okay.
119 out of 130 FBS programs. That is worse than Northwestern's.
Wow.
Musical chair of quarterbacks at
and
Northwestern.
Let me take this into context. This is with an offensive line of all experience.
Yes.
And you thought that they were going to be really good. And I did see that Jeremy
graded out pretty well.
They have. Jeremy tweeted out the other day that they've graded out. But I'm going to put it all in the same. It's all in the same cluster. You had a running back in Reggie Corbin that went for 1,000 last year. Now, he was hurt early, but he's back. You have, you know, two or three running backs that you felt good about. Dre Brown has been better than expected. He needs the ball more. You had a tight end early on, Daniel Barker, that looked like he had kind of, I don't want to say turned the corner. I thought he was decent last year, but made strides to get even better. You have a guy like Bebe.
You have three receivers that look like they belonged in the Big Ten.
Yeah. And a quarterback that you got in Brandon Peters that the first game, at least, against Akron looked good. I mean, what do you have, 7 or 11 touchdowns or something after 3 weeks? And yet your offense still ranks 119 out of 130.
As far as efficiency, so this is factoring in, obviously, their points per game is higher than Northwestern, although you had two defensive touchdowns against Minnesota.
Yeah.
So as far as, capitalizing off of short fields and efficiency, 119 out of 130 FBS programs. The bottom two on that list are some familiar faces. Akron is the worst in the country. UConn is second worst in the country.
Oh, my goodness. Can we give credit to the dude that set up the non-conference schedule? I mean, let's give him credit.
That would be Mike Thomas.
Mike Thomas set that up. So thank you, Mike, for Grange Grove and Connecticut and Akron. Thank you, Mike. No thank you for everything else. That's crazy. I would not have guessed that the offense was that efficiency-wise that bad. All right, Trevor, what else do you have?
That's it.
Oh, that's it?
All of that is summarized by...
Are you not depressed?
What I just said.
Yeah.
I really like the quote that they lead the country in getting all the lucky breaks, but somehow still suck.
You know what's sad about it is it doesn't depress me that much, and that's sad.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's my overall statement. Should that depress me? Yes. Does it?
Mm. I just think it's telling that if you look at some of these games, it's kind of been a blueprint format of what a Lovey team should want.
Right.
Forcing turnovers, scoring off said turnovers, takeaways that end in a score like a pick six. Like these are things that, again, if you blinded someone and told them this would happen in a game, Lovey would tell you, yep, that's, you know, sound special teams. Yep, that's what I do.
That's what I do.
And the fact that these are games where you lose 40-17 is extremely alarming.
Mm.
And I'm not arguing something that we don't already know here. Because I think everybody's on the same page with this.
How much would Bobby Roundtree have helped?
He would have helped. Yeah,
but
him and Luke Ford, they would have helped, but at the same time, if it's Matt Robinson passing to Luke Ford,
right,
and you're swapping out Batiku, who still is one of the top guys in the country in sacks, with Roundtree, who would also do, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how much war.
I mean, Roundtree.
He would have to be absolutely dominant.
Yeah.
Stop a passing defense that's gotten shredded, a run defense. He's on the corner. You run up the middle.
That's the problem, is the run.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you've seen the last 2 years, right? He's been good.
Yeah.
And it hasn't mattered.
Ugh. All right.
I know what Atlanta fans are, well, some might be thinking this as well. Let's, in basketball this year, get away from the force of turnover or give up a bunch of scores, as we're just describing right here. With
That's a great point.
Football.
It's a weird mirror, right? Like, coming into this year, which is a decisive year for both football and basketball, you would argue that the problem for both right now is you don't have faith in the defense.
Not at all.
Because they're predicated on turnovers.
That's exactly
what both defenses are.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. And we'll see. We'll see.
I still have more faith in
football. Football doesn't have Iowa and Georgie.
Yeah. Right. That is correct. And that's one thing that, and Kofi in the back end of that defense.
Correct.
Now, with some size. All right. When we come back, speaking of basketball, good little rotation there. Derek's Dimes, we didn't get to a few questions. If you want to throw a couple in real quick, you can do that at 359-2255, 359-2255. The rest of Derek's Dimes questions when we return. It is the drive.
You work hard from the day-to-day operations of your farm to planning for the future. Busey's team understands the unique challenges you face. With farm management, brokerage, and financing solutions tailored to your needs, we can help ensure your hard work pays off now and into the future. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Get to Kohl's and buy more, save more. Take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Or take 15% off. Plus, take an extra 15% off your $50 home sale purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid October 10th through 20th. 15 and 20% offers with promo code OCTOBER. 15% off $50 home offer with promo code HOME15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When you're buying a car, you know exactly what you need. But the perfect match should be more than you get. It's also the personal banking experience that helps you get there. That's why Central Illinois' perfect match for auto loans is the U of I Community Credit Union. And right now, with some of the lowest auto loan rates in town, you can go ahead and say yes to all the upgrades. And you don't even have to be a member. So stop by the U of I Community Credit Union, Champaign-Urbana's number one local auto lender, and apply. Visit us in person on First Street in Champaign or stop by Five Points in Urbana. You can also apply from the comfort of your home online at uofi.org. Whether you're looking for a brand new vehicle or you're trying to lower your current vehicle loan payment, the U of I Community Credit Union is here to help. We have auto loan rates as low as 2.49% APR for up to 75 months for a limited time. The U of I Community Credit Union is here for campus and community.
Two men in a truck can move all kinds of houses.
Can they move this one?
Sure can.
How about this one?
Oh, yeah, we do that.
This house?
Okay.
What about this?
Definitely. No matter the house you have, Two Men in a Truck has a solution. Visit twomenchampaign.com to start your estimate.
Did you know that October is National Orthodontic Health Month? Angel Smiles Dental wants you to join them in celebrating the power of a smile. Whether you're 12, 16, or 60, a perfect smile is one of your best assets. People everywhere appreciate a friendly smile, so make sure yours is the best in town it can be. Now through the end of October, come in for a free consultation at Angel Smiles Dental in Rantoul. Schedule your appointment at 892-8868. 892-8868. That's 892-8868.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, one second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah. Sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league. No!
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
Jay Layman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
Is Isaiah Williams going to really compete for this quarterback spot with his ability to run the ball? I just don't know how accurate of a thrower he is.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Don't miss a thing and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay's Derek Piper, Trevor Valise in studio. Drive time next hour. I'm going to give my betting guesses, picks. Yeah. And then you guys are going to do Trev's ticket as well. I've got to bail out just a tad early. And we are going to give a Naya restaurant giveaway. We're giving away 10 $50 gift certificates to Naya. And we're going to do that exactly at 5:30. It's GoStever.com. You need to get on GoStever.com. If you're not on it, just literally go to GoStever.com and create an account. And it's simple. It's your name and a password. Or your whatever, username and a password, whatever that is. I did it, and I even
won. Less than 45 seconds.
Yes. And then I won a gift certificate to Miga Restaurant.
Did you go?
Which was terrific. Yeah, oh, yeah. Andrew and I went. Had two steaks. Oh, my. It was so good. So we're going to do that today with Naya Restaurant. And talking about good, this is Asian-inspired Italian dishes. And according to Trevor, today is National Pasta Day. So a perfect time to win 10 $50 gift certificates to Naya. So, again, you want to be listening at 5:30. Just go GoStever.com. GoStever.com. Sign up. And then at around 5:28, you want to refresh it and get ready. And when it's announced, boom, you just click on it and roll. So, all right, we're going to finish our Derek's Dimes questions. We didn't get them all done, Derek. And this is what we talk about Illinois basketball. So I'll ask the first one here. What's going on with Bernard Kuma? He says he's still committed. Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Okay.
He was committed and signed as financial tender in the 2019 class. He's now at a junior college in Texas, South Plains College, I believe. And the plan, it sounds like, is for him to try to get academically qualified with a year at junior college because he took classes in Africa before he came over to New York, it didn't get counted by the NCAA clearinghouse.
Fair enough.
So if he's able to take courses, then to get qualified, he's essentially going to be a potential ad for next season.
What is the impact of him still coming to Illinois? Is this just nice depth? Is this one day we're going to look back and say, man, I'm glad he stayed committed?
It's depth. It remains to be seen how good of a player he actually is.
Okay.
I know that he produced at a high level in the game that Underwood and Antigua saw him back in December. He's a good rebounder.
Okay.
He brings a different strength.
That.
So Kofi's not going to be here forever, probably only 2 years. Jermaine Hamlin's a good athlete, good defender. He's a little more slender, though.
Yeah,
so if you bring in someone that's physically strong and can rebound, you kind of balance some strengths there in your front court.
Okay. Is he going to play at the JUCO this year, or is he just
– He may redshirt.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because if he played at the JUCO, don't you have to stay 2 years at a JUCO?
I think that's the rule.
I don't even know.
I don't know if you have to.
Oh, okay. Maybe not.
Maybe it's a football thing. I don't know.
Okay. All right. What are the chances a recruit commits before the season starts?
Season starts 3 weeks from tomorrow. No, it's actually Tuesday because 3 weeks from tomorrow is the Grand Canyon game.
Wow.
But they play Nicholls State on November 5th.
Okay.
Kipper Nichols has to start against Nichols State, right?
I would agree. That's a great call.
Come on.
I've heard
he's been pretty consistent.
Why not start him? You know, he's a senior.
He's playing against his state.
Yeah, I mean, he should play. He should start that game.
I think that there will be a recruit that commits by the time the season starts.
Okay.
So within the next 3 weeks.
I'm going to be nice. I won't even ask you to tell me who. So we'll move to the next question.
Well, I will say this. You have K.K. Robinson, who was here last weekend, taking his final official at Arkansas this weekend, and a decision will be imminent.
Okay.
Andre Curbelo is coming in this weekend.
Ooh.
Puerto Rican point guard that I absolutely love. He's got one more visit after this to go to Oregon, and that's the weekend after, and then he's probably making a decision.
Oregon always scares me. They've won every battle we've been in with them.
Yeah, you got to watch out for Miami, too. That was earlier this month. And then Adam Miller says December, January. I wouldn't rule out a decision fairly soon.
If they had Curbelo and Miller signed,
yeah,
is that a home run class?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because you've got your point guard and you've got your two guard who can play point and whatever.
Incredible passer in Curbelo, top 100. Maybe one of the best passers, if not, I think, the one of the best passers in the country in that class. And then Adam Miller, who can flat-out score, top 50 combo guard.
And Kuma would be in that class.
Kuma and Coleman Hawkins is also committed.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Coleman Hawkins. Totally forgot about him. All right. All right. Last one. What's your best guess on a starting five? Not against Nicholls State, but for opening night. Is that Nicholls State?
That is Nicholls State.
Oh, criminy.
They play Lewis.
Lewis is an exhibition.
Friday, November 1st as an exhibition.
Let's go Nicholls State, and you don't have to start Kipper.
No.
Yeah, so what's your best guess? Yeah, out of respect.
Trent, Io, DeMonte, Georgie Kofi.
Okay. Wow. Just get the two big boys out there.
See what it looks like.
I would show the look.
No Allen Griffin in the starting.
I'd rather start either Allen or Taylor.
Yeah, I know people
DeMonte
would like to see Allen.
But honestly, I don't care about the starting lineup because if he subs them in 18 minutes, right, who cares?
Yeah, if you have Andres and Allen coming off the bench, that would be nice.
Oh, my, and I forgot all about Andres.
Injection of energy.
Don't. Oh, no. Well, last year I said he was going to be our best player. I love that kid.
Right now it sounds Andres and Trent are, through this stretch of practice since it started, I think they're probably now within 12, 13 practices in, that Andres and Trent have been the best, most consistent players.
Is this the year that we are going to beat teams by a solid margin in non-conference play? Where you sit there and go, you know what, I think we are pretty good.
Yeah, especially because there's a lot of home games in there.
Okay.
And I don't think you get challenged a ton outside of when you get back from Arizona.
Okay.
So I think they will hammer some people.
I'm anxious for that Arizona trip. That's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, John Gross hammered a few people early on.
Yeah, he did.
Scored like 119 points
great
against
point.
Somebody. But
great point. All right, when we come back, Drive Time, we'll do some betting. All of that next. The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.